ENUF's latest report on Sudan takes a close look at the implementation of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, or CPA, that ended 22 years of devastating civil war between the government in the north and rebels based in the south. The report's author and ENUF field researcher Adam O'Brien argues that implementation of the CPA is faltering badly, and that if the United States and others do not get the deal back on track, we could be headed for a renewed civil war, with devastating consequences for civilians and a destabilizing impact on the entire region. Adam provides three central pillars of a reinvigorated peace strategy for Sudan. The first is to reprioritize CPA implementation as part of a comprehensive approach to ending Sudan's many conflicts, including Darfur. A common driver in all of these conflicts is the hoarding of wealth and power at the center of the state by a small group of elites. The CPA offers a framework for the kind of democratic, structural transformation necessary to alter the root cause of Sudan's many recurring conflicts. The second pillar of a strategy to reinvigorate implementation of the CPA is a renewed focus on both the short and the long-term aspects of the deal. A self-determination referendum for southern Sudan is the culmination of CPA implementation. However, this is scheduled for 2011, and there are many threats to the CPA that must be addressed between now and then. The third and final pillar of U.S. policy should be to actively engage in Sudan through a combination of strong leadership and multilateral collaboration with international partners. The United States does not have to shoulder the burden alone. The CPA itself was the result of a regional mediation reinforced by robust commitments from not just the United States, but others such as the United Kingdom, Italy, and Norway. A return to high-level diplomacy and focused multilateral pressure is the Obama administration's best hope to help Sudan end its long and recurring crisis.